hurts me because I see the other children being taken to school by their parents, but I never have my mother or father to take me." She said she would never forgive them. "They are my parents and should not have done this to me." She was right, but she was in so much pain it was harming her. She was doing badly at school and often got into fights. Once she even hit me. I told her that I knew what it felt like to be rejected. I told her what it was like for me when my father left us. I said, "It makes you hate everyone, but you end up hurting yourself even more." I see Jacinta regularly, but life is very hard for her. She has to cope with too much for such a young child, the violence of our community, the abandonment by her parents, poverty, and racism. Racism is all over Colombia. If the war ends, this country will still face a huge struggle against discrimination.
Wilfrido says that racism is all over Colombia. And as a black person, he probably knows about it firsthand. You may not have known this, but there are people of several different races and ethnic groups in Colombia, including lots of people who are biracial or multiracial. Because this little girl, Jacinta, has darker skin than her parents, they abandon her and she has to live with her grandmother. It's unbelievable, but some people will judge even their own children by the color of their skin. Wilfrido says that even after the war ends in Colombia, the people will have to deal with racism and discrimination. Let's continue reading on page 165, near the bottom, where it says, "Jacinta and other children."
Jacinta and other children who are deeply troubled are referred to the project psychologist, but they also continue coming to our workshops. With patience and lots of attention, we do our best to get them involved in the activities.